We heard back from Dr. Butler, and he was fairly positive since our cases are moving down, but also cautioned us and let us know that he's still a bit anxious that the numbers may not support the decision by the time we get to that date. So it's kind of a pending, but we're going to move forward and plan for that. I shared with our school board last night just a kind of a timeline. So we are looking at some parent conferences in the second week of October, where we'll be asking folks questions about whether they will want to have their children start remotely, or sorry, move from remote to an in-person hybrid that will likely be a half day every day for students. And if they choose to stay remote, we'll also have opportunities for them to do so with an online program. So at this point, we're working hard on really refining that hybrid model, making sure that all our ancillary support services are in place and our protocols are in place so that we can have a safe start. My hope would be that we could open up on the 19th of October for pre-K, and then we would look at phasing in first grade the next week, and then second grade the following week, and possibly in first week of November look at, or maybe the second week of November, that would be that we would bring in all third through sixth graders. We'd like to start one grade level at the middle school. And the reason we're going really slowly, Dennis, is just to make sure that, especially with our littlest kids, we want them to really understand the masking procedures and the social distancing. And that takes a little bit of time for those little guys to get a hang on. So we want to make sure we do it very safely and intentionally. I'll say this, Dennis, when I look at the amount of time we've spent on mitigating the virus within the school, the protocols we have, it's a pretty safe place to be considering social distancing, masking, the disinfecting protocols, air scrubbers. So we've really done our due diligence to prep for this, and I really feel like of all buildings, the school may be one of the safest. So we're still really confident and hopeful that things will move forward in October.